No matter if you're near or far, we come from the land of God. No matter where you belong, we fight for your freedom.
High on the mountain, you are the sea, flowing toward me. You are the river that runs through me. I am her, she is me, created.
Strong. Our legacy will carry on. And if a piece of home resonates in your soul, your journey will take you where you belong.
No matter if you're near or far, we come from the land of God. No matter where you belong.
This is one of my favorite songs. I love this song. This is called Aotearoa, which is New Zealand. That's basically what it translates to. And this is written by Stan Walker, Troy Kinji, Massey Rika, and Rhea Hall. Now, this is the English version, and you can go on YouTube and you can look up the Maori version, which, if you don't know, Maori is the indigenous group of people from New Zealand, and it's also the language of the indigenous people. But I chose this song because it represents what I want to talk to you about today, which is the fear of traveling. Now, it doesn't matter if you are an experienced traveler like me, or if you have never ever traveled at all, or if you've only been outside of your country once. It doesn't matter, because we as travelers, or even as people, have our own fears. And, you know, especially when we go traveling, we fear that something bad might happen to us. We fear that we're not going to have enough money. We fear that we're going to lose our passport, or we fear that we're going to get in trouble by the police, whatever it might be. And it's okay to be afraid. Remember that. You're human, so there's nothing wrong with that. But what you do with that fear is the most important thing. And as one of my favorite people, Zig Ziglar, he says that fear has two meanings. One, you forget everything and you run. Or two, face everything and rise. The choice is yours. And so what happened to me was I ran away to New Zealand, actually, at the time. 2015. I ran away. I was dealing with family problems. I just couldn't handle anymore. So I ran away and I ended up staying there for 2 years. And if you haven't been to New Zealand, it is amazing. It's just an incredible country. And so the problems, I was like, okay, I'm going to forget about it. And the thing I've actually discovered was that those problems had followed me. They followed me all the way around. It didn't matter what suburb I lived in. It didn't matter where I was walking. You know, those problems were still there. And so I had to overcome that fear, and I had to face everything and rise from it. And yes, it's challenging. I mean, every fear that we have is a challenge, and that's okay. Everything in life itself is a challenge, whether it's relationships, job related, financially, you know, physically, whatever it might be, you know. But the situation is, at the end of the day, we can run away from it, but do you really want to run away from it, or can we face it? Can we face the situation and make the situation better? Not just for ourselves, but whoever is around us. And how are we going to do that? And sometimes we don't even know how we're going to do that. And that's okay too. You know, we don't have to figure it out all right away. But the important thing is we need to make that little bit of progress to make the situation better or make the situation go away. And when we travel, sometimes we fear that people won't accept us, that people won't like us, they might not help us at all, and you know, they might judge us. But you know what, in all that time that I have traveled, my experiences, you know, I've had like heaps of different things where I have been robbed, I've been assaulted, I was also a victim of a pedophile, you know, and I was 16 at the time, and I didn't know what I was doing or, you know, what I was going to do to make the situation better, all this sort of thing. And it can be frustrating, it can be annoying, but, you know, we need to learn how to deal with ourselves and how to deal with the situation at hand. And we don't need to know all the answers, but we need to make that progress so that we can improve the situation and make the situation disappear. And we also need to not fear of being able to ask people for help, because I think that's our biggest fear, is that we will get rejected. But if you don't ask for help, you know, you may never know what can happen. And that person might have more experience, that person might know people that can help you. And that's the really important thing, is to get help. So never fear of what could happen or what is going to happen. And even if you are fearing that thought or whatever is going through your mind, remember this, as Steve Harvey says, you need to take that leap of faith. You need to jump. In order to be successful, you need to jump. And yes, it is scary, but you can do it. You can achieve anything you want in this life, and you only get one shot to do it. So just do it anyway. All right, guys, I'm going to let you listen to the song, and I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
The heritage of this land is deep. We are its legacy. I am the warrior. I fight for thee. We have the